Part A. Total fertility rate, or TFR for short, represents how many children, on average, would be born to a woman over her lifetime. Today, the period of time during which a woman is able to bear children is about 38 years. But before the Industrial Revolution, it was about 30 years.While improved health and technological advances have been extending the length of time women can give birth, the vast majority still have their children between the ages of 20 and 45. According to one study, a woman can have around 15 pregnancies in a lifetime, as every pregnancy takes 9 months, and the chances of pregnancy are reduced during the breastfeeding period.Considering that women sometimes become pregnant with more than one child, the number of children that one woman can have is estimated to be around 15 to 18, in theory. But even in past societies that practiced no birth control, typical TFRs were always much lower than this. Many babies died before, during, or shortly after birth.These realities greatly reduced the maximum TFR to 7 to 8. Indeed, such rates were common on all continents well into the 19th century and in parts of Asia until two generations ago. However, a desire for fewer children has spread worldwide since the last century. Sub-Saharan Africa still has a high birth rate,with Niger's TFR being 7.0. But even in this region, the TFRs have declined to 4 to 5 in most countries. The current global TFR is 2.4, and many countries have been unable to halt their declining birth rates. China, the most populous country in the world, has a TFR of 1.6, and India, which is expected to overtake China's population soon, has a TFR of 2.2. Although the world's population is expected to continue to grow, the TFRs for all regions except Africa are around 2, and only the sub-Saharan region is expected to see significant population growth. What are the primary reasons for the declining birth rates in the modern world?The major factors are considered to be rising living standards, lower child mortality, improved educational and job opportunities for women, and expanded access to birth control. Especially in the developed countries, people no longer place much value on high fertility. With the improvements in living standards, they do not need to create large families for labor.They do not need extra children as insurance against infant mortality. Rather, they prefer smaller families and want to invest more in fewer children in order to improve their quality of life. Now, nearly half of the global population lives in countries with a TFR below the replacement level of 2.1.This term refers to the fertility rate at which a population exactly replaces itself from one generation to the next. What does the future hold for countries whose TFR has fallen below the replacement level? If the national TFR remains close to the replacement level, then there is a good chance it could rebound in the future. On the other hand,Once the rate slips below 1.5, such a reversal appears unlikely. Gradual population decline seems to be the future for some Asian countries and European countries.